Statues that people hate. Every city has its statues. Some are of historical figures who are considered national heroes, but others have become controversial. Here are three examples of this.
Edward Colston.
Edward Colston was an English trader, merchant, and member of Parliament from Bristol. He donated a lot of money to the city, which was used to pay for schools and almshouses. However, Colston was also a member of the Royal African Company, which was involved in the transportation of slaves from Africa to the Americas. And much of his wealth came from the slave trade. As a result, there's now a debate over whether a statue of him in Bristol should be removed.
Arthur Harris. Sir Arthur Travers Harris, commonly known as Bomber Harris, was the head of Bomber Command during the Second World War. His preference for area bombing rather than precision targeting led to the deaths of thousands of civilians and the devastation of several cities in Germany. In one raid against the city of Dresden on the 13th of February 1945, over 25,000 civilians were killed. In 1992, a statue of Bomber Harris was unveiled in London, which led to numerous protests.
Jefferson Davis.
Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederate States of America during the American Civil War. After the war, which the Confederates lost, he contributed to the reconciliation of the South with the North. For some, he is a symbol of Southern pride. However, for others, he's an oppressor who fought to maintain slavery. Besides that, he operated a large cotton plantation in Mississippi and owned more than 100 slaves. In May 2015, the student government at the University of Texas in Austin voted to remove a statue of Jefferson Davis from the university campus.
So, what should be done about controversial statues? Some argue for their removal. Others say that they're important historical monuments. However, for a few, there's a third solution. Professor Madge Dresser from the University of the West of England proposes adding information to the plaques on statues to give people a better understanding of who these people were. So, for example, the Edward Colston statue could make it clear that he was involved in the slave trade.
What do you think?